This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I just do the things I need to do as far as training, rehabbing, and studying my film and all that type of stuff. So just put myself in the best position to have a better year.
Do things like that linger though, like mentally, or are you pretty quick?
I mean, I guess you can you definitely use it as motivation, knowing that you didn't have the as good a year as you wanted to or could have. So yeah, it's in the back of my mind, but I'm sincerely just moving forward, working on what's next.
Well, yeah, move forward and sack the quarterback, Montez Sweat. More than 5.5 times. Help out other people. See, that was the thing. Really bothered me that it sounded as though people were making excuses for him. He was supposed to be the multiplier. He wasn't supposed to be the guy who needed help, who needed to be multiplied. There was some question when he first came over. When he first came over in the trade from Washington, it was, well, is somebody else a multiplier on that line? Does he benefit from that? And he showed up here, and everything started looking better. And then I was one of many people convinced he's a multiplier. Other people should be better because of him. And then he had 5.5 sacks last year, and wait, this wasn't what I believed, which maybe I was wrong, or maybe we sold something different. Let's find out what an analyst for Fox believes. Now joining me on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline is Carmen Vitale of NFL on Fox and Marquee Sports Network. Download the Circa app today. Carmen, thank you so much for taking time out today. And I want to ask you the question. We just heard Montez Sweat coming in here. Is he a multiplier? Does he need to be multiplied? And does Dennis Allen make that make the difference for him?
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. I honestly think Dennis Allen is going to make a huge difference for Montez Sweat, because I think he's going to make a huge difference all along the defensive line. He's, whatever you think of him as a head coach, Dennis Allen can call a defense, and he's aggressive as all hell. So I really think that they're going to figure out a way to make this pass rush a little bit more effective. And I don't think that's just, you know, adding a player here or, you know, changing up a scheme here and making sure that Montez Sweat, you know, goes after the quarterback that many more times. I think there's so many kind of layers to how you build a pass rush. And as someone who worked for the Buccaneers for 6 years and had to go, you know, watched Dennis Allen's defenses quite a bit in New Orleans, I can tell you that he's going to figure out a way to do that.
Carmen Vitale is my guest, NFL on Fox analyst and analyst for the Marquee Sports Network. We're talking Bears football here, right here on The Score. So, Carmen, today, the Bears rookies report. Mm-hmm. And I tweaked a question yesterday from the Rahimi and Harris show. And I'm going to ask you, Which Bears rookie must have the biggest impact this season and why?
That is a good question. I'm really interested to, I'm really hopeful that Colson Loveland is going to be ready to go pretty soon and kind of hit the ground running, because I think with this offense and with Ben Johnson knowing tight ends the way that he does, I just think that your first round pick has to have an impact on this offense, because you don't necessarily have the offensive backfield that you maybe want. Although I do think that the run game is going to be much improved just because of the improvements made to the offensive line in particular. But I think that the tandem of Colson Loveland and Cole Kmet is going to be a driving force of this offense under Ben Johnson. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing him hit the ground running as soon as possible.
Carmen, if you were in Tampa Bay, and you were, and you watched New Orleans, and that would have meant you would have seen, gotten an eyeful of Drew Brees or whatever Drew Brees had left over. So let's compare and contrast that kind of quarterback with what the Bears need, and especially under center, the way Ben Johnson had a lot of success and worked with Jared Goff. Not that Ben Johnson can't design offenses for a guy with Caleb Williams' skills and strengths and avoid the weaknesses, but under center had a lot to do with the way he was able to use the running game, use tight ends, and make that offense as explosive as it is. So compare and contrast, what do you imagine is going to happen when Ben Johnson is in his full mad scientist way here?
Well, I do think that it's going to look a little more basic in the very beginning, and I do think that there are major tweaks, if you want to call them that, as in having Caleb Williams go more under center, because not only does that set up things, you know, for him that are different, and it kind of sets up that rhythm in your offense, but it's play action is the key part here that Ben Johnson's offenses thrive off of. And it's not necessarily natural for a young quarterback coming out of college, because turning your back to a defense, even in those fractions of a second that you do it, in some of these play action, the rollouts, all of that kind of stuff, that is not natural for them. They're not asked to do that. They're not asked to go under center very often. Caleb Williams was not asked to go under center very often at USC. So it's going to be an adjustment, but it is going to, I think, produce a rhythm to this offense that we saw in Detroit. And it really helps. It mitigates the rush when you're talking about, you know, the play action concepts of it and helping out the offensive line in that way, which, again, I've already stated is much improved. And it kind of still brings the threat of the run, even if your run game isn't necessarily as potent as you like it to be. I'm not expecting a run offense like Detroit had with David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, because the Bears just don't have those horses quite yet. But they do have a lot of good things in Caleb Williams, that he's a different quarterback than Jared Goff, so I don't expect it to look exactly the same from that aspect either. And Ben Johnson has talked about how excited he is to work with Caleb Williams and a quarterback with his skill set, where he can play out of structure and create out of structure. But I do think you're going to see a lot of stuff in structure, and that's kind of the thing that Caleb Williams wants to do. I think that's why he was overthinking things last year so much, because he wanted to prove that he could thrive in a rhythm and a timing offense that Ben Johnson is going to bring, with kind of some more of that under center stuff, changing up Caleb Williams' footwork. All of that is going to, should marry up really, really well.
I would like to see that. The way it would be most noticeable, Carmen Vitale of NFL on Fox, an analyst there and Marquee Sports Network, where it shows up is his ability to throw on time. An open receiver in the NFL is far different than an open receiver in college. And Ben Johnson will tell you when you're on time and when you're not on time. He certainly told the media when Caleb was on time and when he wasn't on time. And I don't know how to judge, maybe you have a better handle on it, how far away he is from having that figured out, or being able to know what a receiver, what that window looks like in the NFL. And you see it, you expect it, you anticipate it, you throw it.
I mean, we saw flashes of that last year where Caleb Williams was throwing with anticipation. It was evident in some of those throws that he threw where you didn't see anyone that was in the vicinity of where he was throwing the football. But that was all coming with the anticipation. And for as much as you can put that on Caleb Williams and the coaching staff, for that matter, you know, it's the receivers too. It's a holistic thing. When you want one of those timing offenses and you want to throw with anticipation, everyone has to be on the same page. And that's why Ben Johnson is as detailed as he is. And he's such a stickler for all of the timing and the steps. I mean, every receiver's route is broken down by the number of steps, where he needs to go, how deep he needs to get, when he needs to cut. And Caleb needs to understand all of that. And so it is, I think it's going to be, there's going to be a learning curve when it comes to operating an offense like this, because you have to trust your receivers. And I think what really stuck out to me in OTAs too was when Ben Johnson didn't sugarcoat the fact that Luther Burden had been missing time with an injury, because that's the rapport that you're trying to build up with Caleb and his receivers, and that just can't happen without reps. And I really appreciated how he said, hey, listen, it might take a lot longer now, or it might take a little bit longer for Luther Burden to catch up, and these were valuable reps that he's missing. He wasn't trying to say, oh, he's going to be fine and everything, but like, it wasn't that. He was very realistic and very transparent about what it takes to operate this offense. And so I think that you're going to see the guys that have been with Caleb this whole time. And I mean, you saw Caleb out there even at rookie minicamp with these guys when he didn't have to be there. And it's all because he needs to get those reps in order to really understand his receivers, so his receivers can understand him, and so they can get that timing and that chemistry down, because that's the most important part of an offense like that.
My guest is Carmen Vitale, NFL on Fox analyst and an analyst for the Marquee Sports Network. We're talking Bears football here on The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. When I asked the question earlier in the show, one texter who is a Wake and Bake Club member and identified himself from Galesburg as high AF had made the excellent point that the rookie who must have the greatest impact is Ben Johnson. He's a rookie head coach, and I know that he's in his personality so far, from what I've seen, is perfect for a first-year head coach, because you have everybody's attention. They know how much money you're making. They know how much authority you have. They know you are the key to their jobs, and you can say yay or nay. And every bit of detail, every bit of pounding that will be heard and executed, or you'll be out. This seems like the perfect confluence for a guy like that, as opposed to somebody who seemed soft and ruffled as Matt Eberflus. What are your impressions so far of Ben Johnson being able to, what his message is, and getting it across? Oh, Tyler, what did you do? Tyler, what did you do? All right. Apparently, Ben Johnson is making detailed changes to Carmen Vitale's phone, and he knew that she would reveal secrets. He knew that she had the playbook and didn't want her to do that. So all of a sudden there's a problem with the connection. Tyler Ferengel, my producer, is doing his best to get her back. She may be still answering the question. She had no idea that Ben Johnson has interfered with this. So we'll try to make this whole thing work. And we'll get her back talking about the Bears. Rookies report today. Veterans report on Tuesday. So today is like that first day of school, half day. And you get all the physicals. You get checked out. Everything works fine. And then you get out there and practice Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And Tuesday is when the veterans go through all that. And the veterans will go through the physicals. And then they'll get out there and it'll begin for real. So, are you lying to me, Tyler? No? We have Carmen back? All right. Carmen, I apologize for whatever Tyler did to you. Or if it was everything I said, you just let me know and we can part amicably. But the idea of Ben Johnson being the perfect detail-oriented coach at a time when every player has to listen to the details, because the coach is new and he's got all the lemon-scented, freshly minted smell to him, and he seems like the perfect guy. So give me your impression of what you've seen of Ben Johnson's messaging and how you've seen whatever get across.
Yeah, I mean, I was never worried about Ben Johnson being able to get his message across, because I've covered the Lions for the last few years too. I've had the privilege of being able to see And he comes in with a track record that most first-time head coaches don't, which is, hey, I had pretty much full autonomy over the Lions offense last year, and we scored the most points per game. And he came in with kind of this reputation, so he commands a room very, very well. But what I think even kind of reinforces that even is are his actions, not only when he's in the room with players, because he's very, very detailed, he's very intense, and an intensity you can really only get away with if you have a track record like he does, but also with the hires that he made. And I think that's the biggest reason for optimism that I have, that he can make the transition from coordinator to head coach, because he has Dennis Allen as his defensive coordinator, who can effectively be the head coach of the defense. And Ben Johnson doesn't have to stretch himself too thin to worry about both sides of the ball. I mean, obviously he'll have final say and autonomy over the flow of the game and all of that. But he doesn't have to worry about, you know, working with the pass rushers or figuring out, you know, who, which linebacker is going to wear the green dot and this, that, the other. That's Dennis Allen's job. And then he has so much experience and so much new blood. He has such a good combination of coaches on his staff that make me really believe that this could be different and that he's worth all of the money the Bears are paying for him. And that trickles down to the players. The players like notice these things. And, you know, when they're surrounded by like position coaches that have a ton of experience, you look at Eric Bieniemy with the running backs. I mean, that all matters and players pick up on all of that. So I'm really excited to kind of see how this all gets going. I don't think we're going to know fully how much of a hold Ben Johnson has on this team or how much they're behind him until they do face some adversity, they do lose some games. Because right now, everything's great, right? You're installing this new system. It's shiny. You mentioned the lemon fresh scent of Ben Johnson. But can you keep these guys together when they lose? And what I saw in Detroit, granted, Dan Campbell was the head coach, but even with Ben Johnson, that first year he took over, they started 1-6. I was in that locker room when they were 1-6. You would have never known it.
You in adversity, it's the Vikings in week one, and it's the Lions in week two.
Exactly. So we're going to figure that out really quickly. So I'm going to hold off complete judgment on that. But from what I've seen so far and the hires that he's made, I have a lot of optimism. More optimism than this, you know, I grew up a Bears fan. I've grown up in this market. It's more optimism than I've had about this team in a long time.
I will ask you one. I know you're a fan of Dennis Allen, and when you look at the Bears roster as we imagine, as we know it, and the starters as we can pretty well put them in, who benefits? Is there one player who benefits most by Dennis Allen being the coach?
I think it's Jalen Johnson. Because of just, you know, Dennis Allen is very well known for running a lot of man coverage. And that's something that Jalen Johnson has been wanting to do for quite some time, or so he said. So this gives him a chance to really shine and to really be that locked on corner that he wants to be and have that pressure put on him. He's going to be able to do that. And for that matter, when the Bears did run man coverage last year, they were by far and away better than when they were in zone, but they only ran man coverage about 25% of the time. So you like, and that's kind of, you know, all of those things that just started to domino kind of fall apart as the season went on that led to Matt Eberflus getting fired. But like, you see that this team is built for a system like Dennis Allen's. And I think Jalen Johnson is arguably your best defender. He fits this scheme so, so incredibly well. So I think it'll have an impact not only on the field, but even off of it, where Jalen Johnson can really embrace being a leader of this defense because he believes in it.
If you have Jalen Johnson take away Justin Jefferson, you give the Bears a huge advantage in the opening week. I would like Dennis Allen. You have my okay to go ahead and do that. And Jalen Johnson. And then Jalen Johnson will want more money. We're going to hear about that, aren't we?
Yeah, probably. Probably. Like, I shut down Justin Jefferson. Look at what I did. That was all me.
Yeah.
He's going to have a chance to prove it.
Yeah, there we go. Carmen, thanks for taking the time out today to talk to me. I appreciate it. Look forward to more conversations.
Thank you so much for having me. Sorry about the little technical difficulties.
That's okay. I blame Tyler. That's what producers are for. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good weekend.
All right. You too.
Carmen Vitale, NFL on Fox analyst and Marquee Sports Network. We are The Score. You know what? Let me reemphasize that right here. Before we get to the cultural zeitgeist, By the way, you got $100 for a flight of coffee? Well, you're going to need it. And I'm going to tell you who to blame for that. But for now, I'm going to tell you, you're listening to 670 The Score, which can now be heard on both the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We have the cultural zeitgeist.
Right now, you're doing something for the culture.
Oh, baby.
Do it for the culture.
For the culture.
Yeah. Do it a little slower. Like.
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
That's the anthem. Holla. Get your damn hands up. I do this for my culture.
Joe, who owned the Chiefs?
Owns.
I don't
know.
I think we've really penetrated the cultural zeitgeist.
Here we are. Cultural zeitgeist back on Saturday Suckage. Steve Rosenblum here with you reporting. I'll be like Pat Hughes. Steve Rosenblum, I can't even pronounce my name. That's it. I need to be off the air soon. I never should have been put on the air, but when you suck, that's what they do to you here. Anyways, first item. There was a new pop-up coffee shop in the Mission District in San Francisco this week. It's called Big Face. There were lines around the block. Tyler Farringall, do you know what big face means? What it's slang for?
No, I do not.
Thank you for being honest.
Swear.
Thank you for being honest. It's a $100 bill. It's a Ben Franklin, a C note. Ask your dad what C note means.
Are you surprised I didn't know what that meant?
No, I'm surprised you answered honestly, but you're developing a pattern of actually being honest. Yeah. Big face apparently is what they're calling, what I used to call a C-note in my feckless youth and frankly my feckless adulthood. Tyler, do you know who owns Big Face, this coffee shop and millions of big faces?
Can't say that I do.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler, that's who. Jimmy, see, you got the right answer. Once I said it and you repeated it, you got
playoff
the right.
Jimmy
Butler.
Not with the Bulls, though.
Big face. It's a This is from sfgate.com. Jimmy Butler's serious about his coffee, which you would expect from a guy who says he consumes 12 to 15 cups a day. A day.
Caffeine addiction much?
He has sampled beans, traveled to coffee farms internationally, and enlisted Onyx Coffee Lab, the renowned Arkansas coffee company. Did you know about the Onyx Coffee Lab, Tyler? They're renowned. They're in Arkansas. Anyways, they do his roasting. The main bean on offer at the pop-up this week, and runs through July 27th, is the Big Face Chow blend, a Rwandan coffee with tasting notes of dried fig, elderflower, and honeycomb. It's got a snotty little bouquet. No, I just made that last part up. A pour over costs $10. Do you ever get a pour over, Tyler? No? A cold brew costs $8. A latte costs $9. Do you ever get a latte? No.
I'm not a coffee guy.
It's cheaper not to be at these prices. Get a load of this. Big Face has a $100 flight of coffee. Oat milk cappuccino, pour over coffee, and a specialty drink such as a coffee tonic. We could break all this down and go, you're going to charge me $35 for oat milk. And the idea of coffee and tonic water. Seriously? People do this? Have you ever run to get basically run to get coffee for people around here, right? Has anybody asked you for a coffee tonic?
Never.
Jimmy's not done taking your money, by the way. Jimmy Butler. And all his big, this is how he gets all the big faces. You can get a bag of beans for $40, but don't think you're getting a pound of beans. Oh, no, no, not for that $40. You're getting less than 9 ounces of beans. You're not getting 16 ounces of beans. You're getting 8.8 ounce bag of beans for $40. You have to be caffeinated out of your damn mind to go there and get coffee. I love Cuban coffee. I think Cuban coffee is the best. Me and my otter, we just got a mocha pot, and we make Cuban coffee on the regular. I love Cuban coffee. I would not pay $100 for a flight of Cuban coffee. Muy loco. But there was a quick follow-up to a story I've talked about several times in the last couple months. Former Cub pitcher Dan Serafini was found guilty of killing his father-in-law and attempting to kill his mother-in-law. This is a story that happened in Lake Tahoe, rocked all of Lake Tahoe. He will be sentenced in August. This is a Netflix thing, and I can't believe it hasn't happened. Except it's true. Former major league pitcher, marries a wife from a wealthy family, lives in a ritzy area, made some bad investments. The family hired a nanny. He had an affair with a nanny. Wife says they have an open marriage. The ex-player made the nanny a co-conspirator, killed one in-law, injured the other, was caught on video. The nanny turned state's evidence. Guilty. guilty of murder. He had a 6.93 ERA as a Cub in his 1 year in 1999, one of the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked, except for John Lieber and the lying parade float that was Sammy Sosa.
Omaha! Omaha! Omaha!
Do you play golf, Tyler? We know you don't. We know you don't drink coffee. Do you play golf?
I've only golfed twice, not including mini golf, by the way. And I don't do like the Top Golf or like the tee shots or anything like that. I've only golfed twice in my life.
Okay. It's an elitist sport, which is probably more than most producers around here can afford.
And I'm not an elitist by any means.
Okay.
At least not at golf.
Here's an example of golf's high cost. And the likelihood people will pay it, because people will pay anything if they think their golf game's going to get better. Callaway is selling limited edition Happy Gilmore hockey stick putters. You a Happy Gilmore fan?
Love that movie.
I suppose there's another one coming out, right? Or did it come out?
No, it's coming out. Yeah. Okay. It's coming out, I think, later this month or early August.
What was the best part of Happy Gilmore for you?
Best part of Happy Gilmore for me. That's a tough one.
I think people in my time zone will tell you, my age group will say, the idea of Bob Barker fighting it out with Happy Gilmore.
That's a fantastic one.
It's a great scene on its own, but the idea of Bob Barker, I mean, maybe the nicest man in America and what he's a game show legend, and he's just, his job was to be nice when you're a game show, right? And he's slugging it out. Adam Sandler.
I think that might take the cake for me. That was hilarious.
How much would you think? Okay, so Happy Gilmore has cachet, right? It's a movie made millions, and it's Adam Sandler, and he's wearing the Boston Bruins jersey, which for me means a lot. I'm a Bruins fan. I grew up a Bruins fan. So how much do you think if you were, how much? Imagine yourself as a golfer. How much would you pay for a Happy Gilmore putter?
How much would I pay? Oh, my God.
Now, it looks like, I tell you what it looks like. It looks like a taped hockey stick. And some putters do have the sort of raised faces. So it looks like a taped hockey stick done in the Bruins colors of black and gold. How much would you pay for that?
I feel like whatever I say, it's going to be way less for whatever that.
I don't know. You need to say something for us to judge.
I have
that.
No idea. $100 for it.
Okay. $499.99. Yeah.
No chance.
A Happy Gilmore putter for $500.
Jeez.
Minus a penny. You can get a dozen golf balls for $59.99. Now, I don't do math. I became a writer because I thought there was no math. But like, let's round up to 60. Divide that by 12. Isn't that $5?
Right? $5.
$5 a golf ball, the rate most golfers lose balls. And you're going to buy. And I don't even know if I know the Callaway making the putter. And I guess I don't know what brand, what level of golf balls are making. $60 a dozen for Happy Gilmore golf balls. And $500 for a Happy Gilmore putter. Golf has entirely too much money.
Omaha! Omaha! Omaha!
The baseball podcast is called Baseball Unstitched. This podcast tweeted this out during the All-Star game. Where in this do you personally make your swing decision at Brent Rooker 25? He was at the plate. It's in the All-Star game, right? And so they're doing it out, and they're running the video of, like, where do you... So the tweet got an answer from the A's All-Star Brent Rooker himself, his own damn self. And Brent Rooker's answer was, it was a 2-0 count in the All-Star game. My swing decision was made immediately after taking ball two. I love Brent Rooker. Okay, so it's, even though it's raining today, that's awful, it's still, you got a little bit of summer left. Maybe you're still making summer vacation plans. And you can make travel plans that make for for good therapy. A guy named Kevin Kelly, he runs the Technium website. He's a traveler of note and has done it for decades. He has a list of travel ideas and or rules, but says you should decide whether you're traveling for rest or engagement, getting away from it or getting to experience things. Among his suggestions, you're on a vacation. Do you ever go on vacation, Tyler?
Of course.
Do you go on vacation or do you get taken on vacation?
I mean, I've never gone on like a vacation by myself, but would you consider going out of town for the weekend, like to visit my friend at college, a vacation?
I wouldn't think visiting any of your friends is a vacation.
Okay, then I've never gone on vacation by myself.
No, we went. I would consider it sort of a vacation. Me and the Otter were talking about that. Just we've never gone away just on vacation for us, but we keep going to LA because there's reasons. There's a grandson's birthday party or a daughter's shower or all kinds of that. So we do that. And see people and friends, and we find Cuban coffee places. But should you go out of town? Should you go to a place for engagement? If you hire a driver or use a taxi, offer to pay the driver to take you to visit their mother. They will ordinarily jump at the chance, says Kevin Kelly, and you might get a home-cooked meal. Hi, where do you want to go? Asked the taxi driver. Can you take me to your house? Can you take me to meet your mom? I've never driven a taxi. I've never driven Uber. I don't know if drivers would jump at that chance. Yeah, I get to go see mom. Mom might rustle something up. Of course, you don't want it to be like when when Robert De Niro and they went to see the woman who turned out to be Martin Scorsese's mom and Goodfellas. Mom, I need a knife. Yeah. We ran into something on the road. I need a knife, Mom. But she rustled something up, right? That's the whole idea. He also says, Kevin Kelly says, crash a wedding. They made a movie about this. But he really says, crash a wedding. You are not a nuisance. You are the celebrity guest. I don't know who determined you're the celebrity guest. When visiting a foreign city for the first time, take a street food tour. Just Google street food tour for and then fill in the blank. That would be great. Because I think food trucks are the best. You a food truck fan? You do that?
I do like the food trucks. Good stuff.
I think it's wonderful that there's a bunch of them parked on the side of the Art Institute. And I love the idea of street tacos, street hot dogs, and then go in and see some of the priceless works of art. I'm here for that kind of polar opposite. And he says the most significant criteria to use when selecting travel companions is do they complain or not, even when their complaints are justified. No complaining. You're not allowed to complain. Complaints are for debriefing afterwards. But no complaining during the trip. That's how you should choose your travel companions. So these are some tips as you get to, well, back, I don't know, when do you think you're going to be able to take a vacation, Tyler? I'm trying to help you out here. Do you think
a long thought out vacation?
Do you think you'll be able to remember this? Well, you can bookmark this, right? This will be on the podcast.
This will go
viral the way all of our Saturday Suckage shows do. All right, this Saturday Suckage, we have not heard for the Wake and Bake Club. Actually, we did. Wake and Baker had the best answer to my question earlier in the show, and we've got some other Wake and Bake news, and of course, it involves Sasquatch. All Wake and Bake news. Seems to. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
There's something important I was supposed to do today.
Dopest dope I've ever smoked. Hands down, dopest dope I've ever smoked.
We can make club.
I love weed.
I smoke weed every second of every day.
Hey, I am your stoner.
Even Smokey the Bear is going... Only you can. I knew this.
We're so high right now.
We're not low.
Open up the door. It's Dave.
Who?
Dave. D-A-V-E. Will you open up the door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man. Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Oh. Hey. Smoke weed every day.
I had the flu one time. Did a gummy bear. I was like breakfast at Bernie's, you know, the dead guy.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to a party, and I went to the party, and they sat me in a chair, and people got sat beside me, took pictures, and I'm sitting there like breakfast at Bernie's.
Smoke weed every day.
Hello, Wake and Bake Club members. Spent almost 3 hours talking sports here. And as it turns out, the Wake and Bake Club member had the best answer to a question. Started the show by asking the question, a little bit of a twist on what Rahimi and Harris show did yesterday when they asked which rookie will have the biggest impact of the Bears rookies reporting today. And I said, which rookie must have the biggest impact? Taylor and I talked about it. We agreed on Ozzie Trapillo. You got to protect the quarterback because he's the most important person there. So that would be the second round pick. And on the show yesterday, Lawrence Holmes, Ozzie Trapillo was the pick of Layla, and as well as Tyler and I, which Layla will probably want to rethink her life decisions once she finds herself agreeing with us. But Lawrence Holmes and Mark Grody and Rami Makhlouf sitting in for Marshall Harris went with Shamar Turner. So I threw the question out to the audience today, and after considering all the rookies and all the first year and a Waken Baker from Galesburg, High AF, I think that was his name, said Ben Johnson is a rookie head coach. He must have the greatest impact. I mean, oh my God. Just stamp schmuck on my forehead and then I'll go from there.
Smoke weed every day.
Anyways, the Waken Bay Club will be amused to note this. News of a reported Bigfoot sighting. Not Big Face. We learned what Big Face is, right, Tyler? Do you remember what Big Face is?
Jimmy Butler's coffee place.
And what is it slang for?
The $100 bill.
God, look at you. He's coachable. All right, so Bigfoot sighting in Michigan is making headlines nationwide. And a local dispensary, as is their wont, doing its part to help solve the mystery by offering customers a free joint for any photographic proof of the mythological creature. This is from Marijuana Moment. The alleged sighting took place last month, last month. Father and a son were out fishing and reported they witnessed a large animal fall to the ground and begin to approach them before their dog scared it away. All right, your dog's scaring away Sasquatch. Okay. The account, documented by the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization. This sounds as BS as some of your answers, Tyler. But the BFRO quickly made the rounds, and Unique Cannabis invested in the lore, leveraged the moment, and posted a sign outside its cannabis shop in Monroe, Michigan, said, "Bring photo proof of Bigfoot for a free pre-roll." That sounds like a pretty good trade-off, right? Because if you have to bring anything else to Bigfoot, he might kill you. But a photo, and if a dog could scare him off, maybe a camera would too. So according to the BFRO report, the creature appeared to be the size of a bear but resembling a gorilla-type animal. The father and son didn't capture a photo of the creature, but Unique Cannabis is providing an incentive for anyone who does, free pre-roll. Now, this comes, by the way, maybe you knew this, maybe you didn't. 30 years after another cannabis-related Bigfoot story, this one occurring in Northern California, depicted in the TV series, a docuseries called Sasquatch, it recounts an unsubstantiated story about three cannabis workers being killed by such a creature. You're a cannabis worker, and you're found dead. And the answer is Sasquatch. The investigators must have been high to determine that. So now there's a second story coming out of Michigan. I should say a second Sasquatch marijuana story coming out. And controversy is swirling around a 14-foot Sasquatch statue outside of a cannabis store that some say, and you knew this was coming, sends the wrong message to children. A Sasquatch statue outside a separate retailer, Higher Love, located in Menominee, is at the center of this controversy. There were city planning meetings. There are all sorts of people with opinions. One resident advising the panel to think about what mascots they see in our community and how they are impacting the children. Joni Moore, president of Higher Love, they're the ones with the 14-foot statue, said, "I don't want to limit this. This is a cartoon character. Our Sasquatch that's in front of the store is a little bit scary, but I don't see how that's targeting children at all. Everybody loves Sasquatch. And people in especially forested areas seem to identify with Sasquatch. He's an adventurous character, and it really just is Higher Love trying to have fun." Some people hate fun. This is going on in Michigan. And may I remind everyone, there's a high school team in Michigan with the nickname Nimrods.
Smoke weed every day.
Okay, this is from the Welda department, and it's perfect. Marijuana use is associated with increased sexual desire and arousal, as well as lower levels of sexual distress, new research shows. Somebody paid money for a study to find out, and it happened in Queen's University in Canada. Doctoral thesis includes two separate studies, two, count them, two. An online survey of 1,547 cannabis users, as well as a 28-day diary analysis of 115 individuals. More frequent cannabis use was linked to greater daily sexual desire. That's one of the conclusions.
Smoke weed every day.
We needed a study to be able to get to that point. Just wanted to share that with you. At 309 texter, Michael from St. Louis, text today to end the show. 50 milligram gummies for your boy today. That's the only way you can handle 3 hours of me doing solo radio. You think the Wake and Bake Club is just a joke? It is necessary for all of you to survive this. Thank you for surviving me. Puff, puff, pass. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, and the Wake and Bake Club on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It wouldn't have been possible if we weren't here to be told how much we suck. So, kudos to you guys for sucking as bad as we do.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
It.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.